You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Unique New York.
Mike Ryan has rushed in from Disney World with what remains of his hair for the moment. And he's got breaking University of Miami news. Is this locked in? Is it pending? Mario Cristobal, you know, maybe changing his mind because Phil Knight in Oregon makes some sort of offer? Or do you feel like this is totally solid, done, press conference is coming?
Barring exactly what you just said, Phil Knight possibly giving Mario Cristobal equity in Nike. This is not like they haven't formally signed, but this has been the expectation for a couple of days now. I know it's quite random that I broke this story. I've been saying for the last couple of days I had no interest in breaking this story, but it became abundantly clear to me as I was making my way down from Orlando that this story was percolating and it was going to get out there eventually. I knew I had more sources confirming it. So I was just like, what the H, I'll just put it out there. Mario Cristobal is coming to the University of Miami to be its head football coach, which may be confusing to some, Dan, because they currently have a head football coach they have yet to buy out.
Did you wait to leave Disney, and I mean ESPN, and also Disney, the theme park, in order to become an out insider that is reporting what else? What else are you reporting comes with this? Staff, promises of budget. One would assume that this is something that Cristobal is not doing if the program is going to stay in the state it's been in.
Well, you'd be right about that. I think 2 weeks ago, I had the report that Miami was willing to pump in $20 to $30 million additional dollars into its football program. The more I've been around this story, I know that to kind of be a floor. I imagine the first year of that budget will go to buyouts and staffing. Mario Cristobal recruits like mad. He recruits this area like mad. There were some indicators already on Mario Cristobal that he was kind of circling the wagons on some people that had been reported to be committed to the University of Miami. I think he's always, it's not like Lincoln Riley recruiting the West Coast, though. He's always recruiting South Florida. Miami is really serious. And to me, that was always the big story here. Whether it be Cristobal or some of the other names that you've heard out there, the biggest thing getting in Miami's way was the administration getting it. And after 15 long years, Dan, the message was received. And the culture was bound to change. And I think Mario Cristobal is the right candidate at the right time for this program to institute that change.
I've got some questions about that because they could have had him 5 years ago for a total of $10 million for 10 years. If you'd given Mario Cristobal as he was being fired at FIU, if you'd said 10 years, $1 million a year for 10 years, he would have taken it. Now you're going to end up paying 8 or 9 times that much. He only got the job after rehabbing himself in Alabama because Willie Taggart left. He, won the conference because a guy he didn't recruit, Justin Herbert, was his quarterback. There are plenty of questions. You're just liking that they're serious about getting in the big time game.
Yeah, it was starting to feel, I think, in the eyes of many Hurricanes fans, that this was Mario or bust, especially when Lane Kiffin had signed that extension. Lane Kiffin, I happen to know, and other people have reported on this, such as Andy Slater, Lane Kiffin wanted to be in Miami. I don't think he particularly gave a crap about being perceived the second option. Miami was so serious, and you'll see with the reported details, Barry Jackson and the Miami Herald actually has numbers in the neighborhood of $8 million annually for Mario Cristobal, and they're prepared to buy this buyout out from Oregon. That means pretty much all the options are in play. I don't care if you've signed an extension 24 hours ago. Miami has shown in the past with the Temple coach that they'll wait 11 hours, you know, to buy somebody out. So I think that there were a lot of names on the table if Mario decided he was going to get cold feet. Some pretty shocking names. If you're willing to pay Mario Cristobal in the neighborhood of $8 million and commit all the resources required to buying out this staff and putting his staff in place and making sure he got away from Oregon, that means you are serious. And if Miami is serious to compete at the highest level and provide the resources to do so with a head coach that recruits this area as good as anyone in the nation, it stands to reason Miami will not have talent disadvantages, Dan. They are primed for success because they are about to stockpile talent with Mario Cristobal running their recruiting.
It would appear to me that it's not just about this coaching search that would signal Miami's seriousness. The AD search, I think, if anything, captured my attention more because they're going after Clemson's athletic director and doing so by reportedly offering up to four times as much as his current salary, which I imagine is a fairly competitive salary. And it would be fairly remarkable, and Mike, you've given voice to this on the show, that a rant from Kirk Herbstreit is the reason why so much of this is changing. I don't think that the nation probably understands the notion of Miami taking football seriously, because already, even at its current state, the talent level, according to 24/7 Sports, is roughly 15th in the country based off of recruiting rankings. They're already a pretty talented team that was just poorly coached. If they then double down using resources and doubling down on the area that they're in by actually staffing a real athletic department in the way that the other big powers in college football do, I can't imagine how big Miami can become. I think like Kirk Herbstreit in some ways is going to be like the beginning of the U part three from Billy Corbin.
And it's not even the first time Kirk Herbstreit did something like this. Kirk Herbstreit along the years has had plenty of pointed criticism towards the Miami administration, but this one connected and it absolutely brought about the cultural change within that administration at the very highest level, because there are a lot of dissenting voices among the Board of Trustees. And that's another sea change that happened with Miami. The voices of the Board of Trustees, outside of a few heavily influential ones, possibly with ties to Mario Cristobal, really got engaged and involved. And to your point about the athletic director, yes, the numbers that are being reported for the athletic director are startling for that position. I haven't put the other names out of the other finalists, but trust me when I say there were big-time Power 5 sitting ADs hugely interested in coming to Miami, with Miami backing their athletic department to the tune that they were saying, and also for that pay raise, Chris.
For the people questioning this, how many sources do you have on this? What else are you waiting for? Because this can be the scariest time when people are breaking news, where you're not getting denials anywhere, but you're not exactly getting confirmation either. So you're sort of floating out there waiting for the next shoe to drop.
Yeah, I'm nervous because I've never done this before. I'm not an insider per se, although I think I've been really right about the University of Miami and the inner workings since they lost to Alabama and what their train of thought was there. I have this verified on three different fronts, and I have put in messages over to the University of Miami waiting to hear a confirmation on them. Understandably, they're not talking right now. Maybe they're getting together. There's a meeting of minds to see exactly how to play this, because they do have Manny Diaz as their head coach right now. And it is my understanding that the AD, while they felt like they had it pretty much locked up on Friday, there were some evolutions to that story, and it was more of a 50-50 proposition. So I think they're trying to get, no pun intended, their ducks in a row. But even though I haven't heard from the University of Miami on this front, the story has been out there for over an hour. There hasn't been a formal denial. If it wasn't trending this way, you would have heard that by now. At this point, I'm taking silence from the University of Miami as basically a confirmation too, because there is no out and out denial. And Dan, throughout your several years in journalism, you kind of know the inner workings of that particular play.
The Miami Herald has three writers on this that have published a story saying it's all but done, barring some sort of last minute change of mind, which is possible, I suppose. Although yeah. You should not lose sight of the draw for Mario Cristobal to be back in Miami around his family, the draw for someone Cuban to be back in Miami, represent Miami, and represent the glory days past of this program that he played for. What can you tell me about John Ruiz, the billionaire that has emerged here with a lot of money? He's related by family to Cristobal, is he not?
I think he was related by marriage. There was a tie to a previous marriage that John Ruiz had, and John Ruiz, I saw David Lake report that John Ruiz was serious about building a stadium. Anybody that's tried to get a permit to update their kitchen in Coral Gables knows how complicated that would be. I don't necessarily think that there is, like, while I think that the reporting is obviously sound and John Ruiz truly believes this and has started working towards that, I've heard from other sources that that's not likely. But what it does signal, Dan, is that there is a mega booster finally in Miami's camp that is looking to be the money behind big moves. And it's not just him. Miami has a really good fundraising base for a school with such a small student population. That's what I meant by the right guys being engaged. And John Ruiz is just one of these right guys being engaged, because I imagine he'll be called upon to donate to the cause. And if the most recent news cycle would suggest anything, is that John Ruiz kind of likes the attention, and he'll do whatever it takes to bring Miami back, which I think is the important thing. The right people got the message, and the program is heading in the right direction. I understand the apprehensions about the candidate. I really do. This kind of echoes the last time Miami had an opening, Dan, in that it wasn't a true national search. They pretty much had their one guy in Mario Cristobal. And this kind of, I guess the optics of it were that it had to work out with this one guy, because then what happens with all the other people? I happen to think that they probably would have been in play for other candidates. But where this is different from Manny Diaz at Temple, this is a proven commodity that has won the Pac-12 multiple times. I believe he's won a Rose Bowl. He just had a 10-win season, went to a Pac-12 title game in which that team, I don't know much about Oregon Duck football, but they were very hurt all season and they performed well. He has shown what he can do with resources, and like I told you, he is the right fit at the right time for the University of Miami. He runs a good program. He will demand more of everybody else, and that is what Miami has desperately needed the most, I feel.
Now, I do think the rollout of this is somewhat interesting in that, you know, I think if this is meant to be a signal of a new Miami, it hasn't really been received as such just yet by the college football nation writ large, because number one, I just don't think Cristobal carries that kind of cachet as a massive program builder, albeit he has built a good Oregon team the last couple of years. But the other thing that kind of has been the primary reaction is, why does Miami have two head coaches now? Why haven't they gotten rid of that first one? Barry Jackson just reported that Manny Diaz is out recruiting today. It's a bizarre situation. Why hasn't he been fired yet so that they can move on and do this?
I'm glad you asked, and I put out a mega thread on this on Friday, because it is a unique situation. And let me just say, while it appears that it hasn't worked out for Manny Diaz here in Miami, I think he's handled a very difficult situation as classy as you could possibly imagine, considering the circumstances. To answer your question directly, Witty, it may not be our school of thought. It's certainly not the school of thought of schools like LSU, USC, and UF that made the decisions on their head coach and had it out there. But Miami, generally, over the last few years, has been a fear-based operation. They are deathly afraid of losing players to the portal. They are deathly afraid of losing recruits. And the way that they rationalize it is, Manny's helping more than he's hurting right now and keeping the players happy. And to Manny's credit, as I outlined in that reporting that I did over the weekend, Manny still had his supporters in that building. And I'm sure Manny is kind of kicking himself a little bit seeing all these reports of resources, because if he was supported in the way that the school plans to support Mario Cristobal, maybe it would have gone different for Manny Diaz. I think I can't blame Manny Diaz for taking this job, but I think he could have done really well by learning on the job a little bit more. This was a big job. It wasn't the right support system at the time. And I really hope He probably maybe goes down that Mario Cristobal coach rehabilitation project, because Mario Cristobal has built himself in the last few years as someone that got let go at Florida International University, to someone who worked with Nick Saban, to someone who became the head coach at Oregon, to someone who won conference championships, now probably has the number one prospect in the NFL draft, and to Dan's point, knows exactly what this capable of and is on the precipice of accepting, in formal terms, his dream job at the University of Miami.
They got a four-star linebacking recruit from Miami Central yesterday. Are you?
I actually have something on that. If you paid attention to his quotes, and keep in mind what I told you about Mario Cristobal perhaps circling the wagons on some of these recruits, his language in particular, that blue chipper that was committed to Florida State, he was very careful to outline that he was committing to the program. It was a first question he was asked about Manny Diaz, because I know naturally you want to give Manny Diaz credit for it. I mean, he certainly put in work on this, but that blue chipper in particular, who right now looks like he might just walk into a starting role at the linebacking core, went out of his way to say, I'm committed to Miami, not Manny Diaz, basically.
Is the strength coach with the crazy mustache coming with Mario Cristobal? Is the tiny offensive line coach?
That's the one I'm concerned about.
Mirabal, I will look. That would be the biggest stunner, that Mirabal's not in Miami. Mirabal, I think, is...
Mirabal's already at Miami. Mirabal's in the...
He was at Isla Canaria this morning.
He's in the parking lot of the Heck Center right now, making sure that nobody... He's holding Mario's head coaching parking spot for him right now. If Manny tries to park there, Mirabal's going to bite the tires of Manny's car.
And to his credit, anybody that knows anything about coaching, and I am not going to pretend like I do... they say that in terms of position coaches, this is one of the best out there. Alex Mirabal, who might have been spotted in a Twitter spaces in the most recent couple of weeks, observing from afar the Miami coaching situation. Look, there's a lot of Miami ties, and I know the national stuff, which was out there on Thursday, which I can tell you, I try to go out there and dismiss. I thought Miami could have done a lot better job of getting out in front of it, putting out a statement, because there were a lot of spurned athletic director candidates that had a different path to getting to the search firm. And I think that they started lashing out. But yes, Miami is still, even this situation, as they have Manny Diaz, kind of perceived as a messy situation. And I think it starts with these formal announcements. Those are two highly respected individuals. If it's Radakovich and certainly Mario Cristobal, this will be a streamlined operation that'll carry itself as a program that is ready to compete at the highest level and give off a bit more of a professional vibe, instead of a vibe that looked at itself more like a school like Vanderbilt as opposed to Alabama or USC or Florida or Florida State.
I would assume that the country at large, as Mel Tucker goes for $95 million and James Franklin goes for $85 million, and even Liberty is paying its coach $4 million a year, I would assume, and you know, Lincoln Riley changes teams and Brian Kelly changes team, that most people are looking at this nationwide and yawning. Big deal. You got the coach that lost to Utah by a combined 700 points in the games they played this year. And Cristobal isn't high on the list from among the names we just talked about, not as sexy as some of those other moves. It signals that Miami's getting in the big boy game, but I would assume that the country at large is looking at this and being like, whatever, Mario Cristobal.
Possibly. Well, the country at large, I think by you saying the country at large, you're saying like how this plays in Columbus or Tuscaloosa or Norman or Clemson, and you might be right. Mario Cristobal has proven it. This is not the unproven commodity he was at FIU. He is successful. There was a lot of interest in him as a candidate before. He said as much in his postgame presser, which was a little awkward to watch after the Utah game.
What is that? What's he mad at? Like, me, he's mad. He's mad because he lost, right? Like,
they got tonked a little bit. And that was, the first seven questions that he got was about this job in particular. Also, if you're looking for a reason, another reason why Miami kept Manny Diaz on the staff as long as it did, is it probably behooved Mario Cristobal or any candidate really that they were looking at, because you can't necessarily say, what about the Miami job, when it's not exactly vacant. But by the time Friday rolled around, there was just way too much smoke out there, and he had to address it head on. I think the media has kind of learned from their Lincoln Riley line of questionings where they were asking him direct questions, and he's like, instead of just asking, are you going to be here next year? I don't think he necessarily got that question either. And why was he angry? I mean, Mario Cristobal is more of an intense type of leader. Again, playing into the cultural fit, I think right guy, right time.
Yeah, I mean, coaches are always going to handle that stuff poorly about the rumors because you can say it distracted them in Las Vegas while they're getting smashed by Utah. But I do want to kind of get back to Dan's notion of it maybe being a yawn. I think it's largely because Mario Cristobal has name recognition more in Miami than I think that he does nationwide because he played, was an assistant, you know, kind of basically created the FIU program in some respects because he was the first one to have success with them. So we know him in a way that I don't think other parts of the country don't. But I also think that in some ways, this feels like, you know, like it could be another false dawn for Miami. We talk all the time about the U is back being a trope for 20 years. And in some ways, the U is trying to do this in a different way than they ever have before, because the U model has always been overachieve what you are as an athletic program on the basis of being in the richest recruiting area in the country, being more talented than everybody else because it's the best place to have a college football program. Now they're trying to do it with resources, and I just don't think that Miami is going to get that kind of respect until, as Stugatz would say, do it against Alabama.
Well, I think that people might be looking at this, though, like, hey, this is Golden. This is Shannon. This is Manny Diaz. Just a lot more expensive. Just that, hey, Mike Ryan, you've been talking about this for a month. You've been reporting it for a month. We'll look forward in 3 or 4 years to you firing him the way that you fired all the previous coaches before they were done.
Man, I'm not saying that I won't, but but that'll be a next level from now. Miami has made it to the ACC championship game once. There's a guy that's made it in several consecutive years. I mean, last Friday, everyone was complaining about how he got blown out in a conference championship game. Miami getting blown out in a conference championship game in 2017 was one of my favorite moments in program history over the last 20 years. So if that's the floor, I'm fine with it. I get all the points about nationally, and this may have sound like a loser's lament if Miami, for whatever reason, struck out with Mario, and they weren't striking out with Mario. If Miami missed out on Mario, it would be because Oregon just gave them the world. I knew Miami was going to come correct with the money, with the pledge on resources, with how aggressive they'd be with the AD hire. To me, Dan, that is actually the story here. That is actually the turning point in you coming back. Mario Cristobal can be the face of it, and that is a really cool story for several different reasons. But the biggest program-changing decision was made weeks ago when Miami said, we're going to be serious about this and commit resources that have us competing with the likes of Clemson, Alabama, and Florida and the big-time college football programs when they were barely treading water to compete against the likes of UNC and the Coastal.
Well, so people understand. I mean, Phil Knight funds the Ducks program, is allowed to call some plays from the headset, or has been in the past. I don't know if with Cristobal he's allowed to do that, but like, he is in that program, hands all over it. It is one of the most expensive veneers on a program that you will find anywhere in the country, facilities and everything else. Did Miami just win a bidding war against Phil Knight, or did they come in lower? Because Phil Knight was trying to keep him. They were trying, they had offered him something, and they might still be trying to keep him. Did Miami win a bidding war, or is this just about Cristobal wants to come home?
Yeah, I don't understand why Oregon was caught so surprised by this. To me, that's the biggest surprise in all of this over the last few days is, man, you know, on our show the day in Levitard Show with Stu Gatz, I've been saying for weeks this was the plan. For weeks. And there was an odd kind of arrogance from the Oregon faithful, which is just look at the records and not see the potential that Miami has and be like, and this happens far too often. I mean, you have people in Oxford, Mississippi calling Miami a bad job. Like, really? It was weird, in particular for Oregon, though, because this is a school that just lost Willie Taggart to Tallahassee. This is a school that when big sharks start swimming around their candidates, they've historically struggled to keep them. And for all the talk about facilities and it's super cool and the uniforms and all that, They're just building their indoor practice facility right now. The tropes about Miami not having good facilities, that has been a negative recruiting trope for decades on end. And people tell on themselves when they say that, because I don't know if you've been to the campus, but those facilities are top 15 in the nation that Miami has. They just need the resources to go nuts about recruiting. And Mario Cristobal, without resources, while he was at FIU, was insane about recruiting. He put T.Y. Hilton into the NFL. This is a big-time talent evaluator, and he hogs him, and he puts him in the NFL. It's proven. So I don't think Oregon is that much better. If Miami is truly dedicated to spending and competing at the highest level, Oregon ceases being a better job than Miami. It's the same arguments that people were making about LSU. Why would Brian Kelly leave Notre Dame? That's such a good situation just because they're winning. This is a recruiting hotbed. This is a better, and for this candidate in particular, who knows what Miami can do, who knows the vision, who knows what Miami's ceiling is, that is a lot easier to do in Miami, Florida, a world-class hometown, than it is to do in Eugene, Oregon, Dan.
We're going to get into the football games now. We'll talk to you after the football games at about 7:30. Anything else that people might want to know here, Miami fans who might want a morsel information or other information, because you've been very thorough and you've been more plugged in than anybody on this story.
Yeah, I guess now that there still hasn't been any denials on the Mario Cristobal front, and which with every minute that passes, this is becoming more and more clear that this is the direction that we're heading. I would say the AD is a big one. We've already talked about what they're offering. I do know for a fact that as of this morning, other finalists haven't necessarily been told that Miami has settled on this AD. It's Radakovich is if he wants it, the sitting Clemson AD with Miami ties. But there are other very interested Power 5 ADs and people outside of collegiate athletics that are still in this should Radakovich have cold feet. I'm more uncertain about Radakovich than I was about Mario Cristobal. If I were to handicap it last night, I was thinking that this was a 99%er. And now I think it's 99.9. All that's missing is the graphic put out there on the social channels, Dan.
I am disturbed and bothered by how we have become a news gathering, serious information center. So the thing I have to ask you is, while your wife was watching Alabama, Georgia, and she saw the consequences of that and knows that her husband is going to look like Paul Feinbaum soon, how did Cynthia, did she look at you with judgment and hatred that her husband is such a fool?
Georgia couldn't do it against Alabama. It was my ultimate undoing. She's not so happy. And I've considered a couple of courses of action here. Like, which avenue do I take? Do I just wimp out and not do it? Do I resign from the show? So this is what I'm throwing myself at the mercy of our listeners in this show. Please. Please let give me a shot to get out of this. Please. A
double or nothing with Stugatz. I don't like that Stugatz gets to win here by believing in lovable underdog Nick Saban in Alabama.
And you know what I had considered in that moment saying? I considered saying, all bets are off if I break the Miami story. I considered doing that, but I didn't. I honestly did. I swear to God, I honestly did. But I didn't want that skewing my reporting on this story because it would have been probably. Yes. I had this verified by three different sources. This would have been verified by one if that was on the line. Damn, it might have just not been verified. I just would have been like, this seems pretty obvious. I'm going to run with it.
All right, so it looks like Mario Cristobal, barring anything unforeseen here, is headed to the University of Miami, and it looks like, at least in terms of resources, the U is back. I think we can say that. Enjoy the football, people.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm going to kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.